Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. And Father, we thank you for your goodness to us, your grace to us, your mercy in revealing the things that are coming, and so that we can pray some things down and some things we know how to cooperate with. And we praise you, Lord, for helping us to be in your will. And I pray that everyone out there who is listening will be in your will when these things begin to happen. Thank you so much, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, I'm going to speak to you concerning the invasion from the south. It's more of what I've been telling you, except now we've got some information that pretty much agrees with what we've been telling you. We have been reporting from prophetic dreams, visions, and other sources that the deep state Satanists are being pushed into a corner and will come out fighting. And they will lead a conspiracy of leftist, communist, and radical Islamists organizations to attack from within the country to bring down the elected government and what they believe to be Christianity in the United States, although it's really not. The deep state UN is waiting for the excuse to come in to help them. And the drug cartels within the U.S. and in Mexico are involved. The CalExit, California government, is well connected with the Chinese who are running Mexico through the cartels. The CalExit traders have fought the wall tooth and nail because it somewhat spoils their plans for a southern invasion. Although I might add that the wall would not stop an organized army. President Trump, I believe, is at least somewhat knowledgeable of this plan and is moving troops closer to the border to prepare. Now, we have been informed by the Lord that he will not stop some of this because there is an apostate Babylonish leadership over his people that the deep state is ordained to bring down. And this we have explained from history in the Bible. Babylon, who represents the deep state, conquered apostate Israel by the sword, famine, pestilence, and fire. And God is going to drain the church swamp too. So what I say about all that I'm going to tell you here, or report to you here, rather, seek the Lord and bind what you can. And if you get any information from the Lord, you know, let us know. Dave Hodges has had an excellent contact within our government, CalExit, and Mexico to report on this conspiracy, which is coming from the south to invade the United States. So I'm going to share some things that he found out through his contacts. He has an article, the UN, CHICOM, Cartel CIA Takedown of America. It should be planned takedown of America, right? Now, I believe it's not going to happen. I believe it's going to take down what God wants to take down, but I don't believe it's going to take down America. At any rate, I'm going to jump into this article. There's a bunch of notes here of David's, which I'm going to skip over because he basically covers them in his article, and he calls it America's newest threat. They are among us. Yes, they are. They've been invading for some time. They've been getting ready for this. The plan has been in the works for a long time, and we're just about to see more results of it. Dave Hodges, of course, is the Common Sense Show. And he says, good evening. Thank you for joining us here on the Common Sense Show. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of this show, and we're in the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. This particular broadcast may be the most important one I've done in quite some time. I've had about an hour of sleep in about the past 30 hours because I've been up talking to contacts that have been brought to me by two members of the DEA. The DEA wants this out because ABC News, and soon to be the rest of the mainstream media, are running a misinformation campaign on what's going on south of the border. Yes, they are, because they are covering for their own people, their own traitors. So, Dave went on to say, it's hard to know where to start in this story, but about 10:30 or 11 o'clock last night, and this was, December 1st, I got a phone call from my DEA guy who said, I've got a number of people lined up to talk to you, and I want you to use confidential information status on this so you don't get the blame for the one who's breaking these stories, because I don't want you to have visitors in the middle of the night. And I said, agreed. So I talked to a total of five confidential informants. They ranged from police officers in Mexico to a judge to a politician. And obviously their names are not going to be disclosed. They are confidential informants to the DEA, so they don't dare tell the Mexican government, because if it did tell them what they know, they'd sign their death warrant. The reason I've been chosen to put this story out is that I cited an ABC News story in an article I wrote 2 days ago on the Common Sense Show. I cited them as talking about this new dangerous drug cartel, but in particular they ran a fake story that said a Mexican civil war is coming, and that this one guy, his name is Governor Cabeza de Vaca of Tamaulipas, Mexico, he's the governor of that area, but in particular, he said, I support Trump and Obrado, you know, AMLO for short, is a bad dude, and we're going to have to duke it out. That's effectively what came out of his mouth, and this is a staged civil war that ABC News is promoting. And it's going to spread throughout the mainstream media because they don't want you in America to know what's coming. It's a staged civil war that's suddenly going to spill over the border, according to what is being reported. Do you know why cops hate going to domestic violence calls? They hate it, and they won't go alone, and they shouldn't go alone, for their own safety. They go in and they're going to arrest the husband for maybe beating up the wife, but then the wife starts hitting the police officer with a frying pan or stabs him with a knife. A lot of police officers have been lost in the line of duty when that violence in that family spills over to the police officers. And that's a good analogy for what's happening here. We have what appears to be an internal debate and disagreement in Mexico that's going to turn into a civil war, and by design, actually. And it's going to spread across our border and engulf our country, but it's a fake. It's designed to do what I just said. But the players are all playing a role in this particular plot against America. I've identified seven major players and their roles in starting this civil war so the conflict can engulf the United States and begin to knock us down. Governor Cabeza de Vaca is as corrupt as the day is long. even as he's saying, oh, I support Donald Trump and we need to go after the drug cartels. It's Devaca who runs this cartel that brings up the secondary guy, El Munchen, whose real name is Ruben Nemesio Asaguera Cervantes, a 53-year drug dealer. He's worked his way all the way up the ranks. He's the man that's, they're saying, is in charge of the CJNG, but he answers to the governor, and he hangs out in the hills of this particular state run by Devaca, and he is the front man who has a $10 million price tag on his head, courtesy of the FBI. He's the figurehead for the business, and he's the shield for Devaca's actual involvement in this. And then you have the CIA. Devaca was actually born in Texas, and I was able to determine that Devaca is an American. He's the governor of a Mexican state, and he's American. How he got there is an interesting question, but there's a lot of missing time in his background. This is a CIA cutout, a classic CIA, that let's put our guy in charge operation. To obscure what he's doing, the name that he's using, Devaca, is from a feminine side of the family. He's not using the male names associated with his family. We also see this in Maricopa County trafficking scandal. Well, the governor looks to me like he's provided cover, so I dig into this a little bit, and in the Phoenix News-Times, in a very good investigative piece, they discovered Devaca's family is from Ohio, and their real name is Roscoe, which was later changed to Ducey. And they're one of the biggest crime families in the state of Ohio. Isn't that interesting? And when he came to Arizona, he went to work for Hensley family, known as bootleggers, organized criminals, all the way back to the Depression. Oh, by the way, that's the family that John McCain married into. And they largely were responsible for funding his run for the Senate after being a one-term congressman. But the name change was very typical. It's the same as we see here with Devaca. And Devaca has all the telltale signs of a CIA cutout. I asked that question last night when I was on alone with the two DEA, after we talked to one of the informants. I said, guys, this has CIA written all over it. And they said, you're absolutely right. We can't say that, but you can. And the next player is the Mexican president, Obrador, AMLO for short. And when you're the Mexican president, you're like a mid-level manager. You have many people that you answer to. And if you say or do the wrong thing, they'll find a way to get you out of office. They'll try corruption first, like what they're doing with the Trump impeachment. If that doesn't work, they'll just kill you. And this is how these people do business. AMLO is caught between a rock and a hard place. He knows the communist Chinese are huge in his country. He knows the cartels run the country on behalf of the communist Chinese. You can even argue the Mexican government is a Chinese state puppet. And to a large extent, when we include the drug empire in its totality, it is exactly that. AMLO is not in charge. When the murder of 9 Americans took place south of the border, AMLO was told by Trump, we're going to declare war on the cartels. We're taking care of things here on our side of the border. And if you don't take care of things on your side of the border, well, it was strongly intimated that there will be a regime change that America's initiated. Well, that's easier said than done when the whole country is run by the Chinese. So he goes on to say, the Chinese didn't want that. And when AMLO sent in his people, they captured the members of the Guerrero Gang, which are a subset of CJNG. The Guerreros who killed those nine Americans were captured. That really ticked off the Chinese, and so they sent the Guerreros to Laredo Nuevo, which is on the other side of the El Paso-Mexican border, and they tried to assassinate the secretary of the Mexican Navy. And on the Common Sense Show, I ran a video Twitter feed of the Mexican National Guard chasing the would-be assassins who were fleeing the scene to the failed attempted assassination. And down the road, they caught up to them and killed five of them. Yes, I saw a clip of that. Somebody sent me. The Chinese were sending a message very clearly that to AMLO that you better knock it off and not cooperate with Trump. I said, watch out. They're going to burn up the oil fields because they didn't get their intended target. And then I walked that back and I said, they're going to do something to Pemex. I published it on the Common Sense Show. And what happened 2 days later, all the computers and security systems all went down for Pemex, as I predicted. At the same time, I was also in contact with a high-ranking oil official, and this man, whom we call Oscar, has been in touch with me for 3 years. He hates the Chinese. He hates the UN. Yeah, the UN is involved in this. He hates all these guys, and he's even thinking about leaving America. Now he has relatives in the cartels, and he told me that the Chinese are basically turning Mexico into a colony. I'm giving you some background because when I get down to what the plan is for America, you'll need to have these facts to see how I connect point A to point B to point C. The Chi-Coms, the communist Chinese, are involved in Mexico since the 90s, when they came in and built artificial ports on the west coast of Mexico to facilitate Chinese goods coming into the country. It was the way that China homed in on the NAFTA deal, and this is why Trump revised the NAFTA deal. He cut the Chinese out, a brilliant move by Trump. And a lot of people say he just destroyed the trade imbalance with China, the $800 billion a month. But no, he also cut China out of Mexico trading with the NAFTA. President Trump is the commander-in-chief. It's his executive duty, his constitutional duty, to protect all of our borders. And he knows about these paramilitary forces that are south of the border. He knows the possibility for a spillover of violence there, and he knows about the possibility of a Red Dawn invasion. So what did he do? He used the immigration crisis as an excuse to put military on the border. They're not there to interdict refugees and people who are trying to immigrate to the United States. He's putting those soldiers there to stop an invasion. If you notice, the border wall used to be 35 feet high concrete walls. Those can be easily knocked down with military weapons. But they're being changed. They're changing the fencing that's designed to repel a light infantry attack because this CJNG gang is a paramilitary light infantry unit made up of 5,000 soldiers. President Trump would have been within his rights to send U.S. military across the border to capture the perpetrators And I was told that we actually did dispatch helicopters run by ARSOF. Editor's note here, Army Special Operations Forces, who took DEA agents with them. They were going to find these guerreros and they were going to kill them. There was no taking prisoners, no bringing them back for justice. This was an extreme prejudice mission. And they were going to find any nearby drug houses, and they were going to blow them up. That's why the DEA accompanied the raid. Well, AMLO headed them off, and he made the arrest of the guerreros using the Mexican National Guard. Very little has been in our media about that, but it has been reported that the guerreros who murdered the nine Americans were caught. So ARSOF came away empty-handed, but I understand they did blow up two drug houses, and that mission did take place within the last week. President Trump would love to cross the border and create a 100-mile buffer zone between Mexico and the United States border and have it patrolled internationally, except you can't trust the UN at all. But he doesn't have the justification yet. The murder of these nine Americans was an attempt to bait him into crossing the border, and a lot of Americans in past history would have done what? Americans are murdered. What do? You send in the Marines. You have the Army go in. We would have been completely justified under international law to do that, but Trump also knows about the Kigali principles, where the UN could have said, you've engaged in an illegal invasion of a sovereign state, so we're bringing 28 other nations into this, and the fight would have been on. And editor's note here is the Kigali principles on the protection of civilians are a non-binding set of pledges to implement certain best practices in peacekeeping. They were issued at the conclusion of the high-level international conference on the protection of civilians held in Rwanda on May the 28th and 29th of 2015. Well, Trump did not allow himself to be baited into that trap. He withheld, and this is where he told Abrador privately, we're going to take you out of office if you don't begin to go after the cartels. Well, now Abrador's between a rock and a hard place, Chinese or Trump. Who does he want to answer to? And on the other side of the coin, Trump said, we're going to begin to interdict the cartels in this country. Well, in just a moment, we're going to find out just how bad this problem is. You go. Oh, Dave, I know they're here. You don't know the extent that they're here and who they are and what their questions are. You're not getting this anywhere else because this has never, ever been in print. This is the first time, and this is what the DEA agent told me. The United Nations is involved in this as well because anything that brings down the United States, like CalExit, is UN-based. You can bet they had their hand on the planning of this. I reported that in April the 9th of this year, the UN engaged in humanitarian training of the Mexican National Guard. Yeah, they are preparing for war. They're preparing for the spillover. And when this fake civil war starts, it will definitely carry over into the United States. That's when all the embedded terrorists and cartel members that are here are going to come out of the woodwork, and we're going to have a major Tet offensive in this country. For those of you who aren't of Vietnam age and weren't adults when this was going on, let me explain. In 1968, President Johnson was bringing to the American people that the war is almost over. We're winning. They're on the run. They've got problems. They can't survive, and so forth. But then came the Tet Lunar New Year, and the Vietnamese in the North came up with an idea. Well, you know what? Let's have a 3-day truce, and maybe we'll even talk peace. And America said, okay, that sounds like a good idea. So while everyone let their guard down during the Tet Lunar New Year, the Vietnam and the North Korea regulars attacked every capital city in South Vietnam. In fact, they even, for a brief time, captured the U.S. Embassy in Saigon, the nation's capital. And this stunned America. It turned popular opinion against the war. People realized that Lyndon Johnson was a liar and that we were nowhere near to winning this war. The Vietnamese had a lot of fight left in them. So with that history in mind, let's look at the cartel, the Jalisco Nueva Generación. The New Generation Cartel, or CJNG. We're being told a false narrative about the mainstream media in America. Oh, there are some cartel members here, but they're just street-level drug dealers. That's the same as what Johnson did with the Tet Offensive. Only now the Tet Offensive is coming here, folks. The basic plan that they're moving towards is to create a fake civil war that will result in a Tet Offensive across the United States. Who will the fake civil war be against? It will be against Governor Cabeza de Vaca, the governor of that state in northern Mexico, who says, I support Trump, unlike our president. He appears to be challenging AMLO, who's caught between the Chinese and the Americans, and he appears to be on the opposite side. In reality, because of the Plaza Organization drug system in Mexico, they're all on the same side. AMLO's just overseeing to make sure the right ministers get into place in these agencies so that the corruption can continue. De Vaca micromanages his state, just like they do at the national level. It's the same business model. They should be on the same side. They might argue about distribution and cuts and middleman fees, but basically they should be on the same side. However, this CIA cutout governor is being portrayed as a revolutionary standing up to AMLO and the drug traffickers. This is BS. This El Munchin guy that they're putting out there as the head of CJNG is a figurehead. He's dangerous, and he's running the American operation of this gang from his hideout in the state where his governor is in charge. This governor is the head of this cartel, which is like a special operations force. Let's bring the military in. Let's choose the best of the best of the rest and create the Navy SEALs. This is what they're doing here. This is what the CJNG is. It is the best of the best of the various subset of the Sinaloas, the Zetas, the Gulf Coast Cartel. And what's interesting is this governor in Mexican news releases has been attributed to being head of the Gulf Cartel, which predated the CJNG and what it morphed into. I'm convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt this governor, this CIA cutout, is going to create a fake civil war in Mexico designed by China and the CIA. There's a branch of the CIA that carries out legitimate spy operations on behalf of the United States government. They report the president to the president, give him intel. He acts accordingly. They do their job. They pat him on the head. They go on their way. Then there's a branch of the CIA that does things like Air America. Editor's note here. Air America was an American passenger and cargo airline established in 1946 to covertly owned and operated by the Central Intelligence Agency from 1950 to 1976. It supplied and supported covert operations in Southeast Asia during the Vietnam War. Okay, so when the United States Congress forbade us from being involved in the Nicaraguan conflict and also forbade us from ever doing any business with Iran due to the Iranian hostage crisis, this is where Oliver North became famous. He was working as a lieutenant colonel for the CIA, and he conducted drug trafficking operations and gun running operations to promote the Contras against the Sandinistas. The Sandinistas were communist-based in Nicaragua under Daniel Ortega, who, by the way, is back in charge in Nicaragua. So this CIA that's covert, corrupt, and deals in drugs is the branch of the CIA that I'm talking about. Air America pilots still won't talk publicly because of the repercussions that could come their way through the old H.W. Bush empire and his criminal assets, and the Clinton Foundation that has kind of assumed the H.W. Bush empire. So you don't see any exposés about Air America. We learned that the United Nations trained the Mexican National Guard in April 2019. Why? They did that because the Mexican National Guard is not answering to AMLO. They're going to be exposed by the federales. I wrote back in April and May of this year that these are the seeds for conflict between the federales and the Mexican National Guard. They're setting up opposing forces in Mexico to try to have a civil war. Now, China loves this. The CIA cutout Governor de Vaca is pretending to be Trump's ally, who is opposed to the evil Obrador. The Chinese and the CIA are on the same page. Soon there'll be conflict, and the conflict will cross the American border, just like what happened with Pancho Villa before World War I started. President Roosevelt, and then later it was President Taft, and then President Wilson, dispatched John J. Pershing two different times to try to go catch Pancho Villa because the border violence was spilling over and killing Americans in Arizona and California. We're going to see this again, but on a much grander scale. This is what's coming. And I believe that when the violence crosses our border, this is where the Tet Offensive comes in. This is where on a single day, just like in Vietnam in 1968, you're going to see all the embedded terrorists break out their weapons caches and go into action here. Yes, and the embedded terrorists here is the ones I've spoken about. And also what was coming across the border, but he's got a lot more information about what is coming across the border here. So back to Dave here. He said, you know about the MS-13 coming into the country. If you followed me for any length of time, MS-13 gang members have been arrested in this country. What does MS-13 do? They are assassins for the drug cartels. That's their only job. Who are they going to be assassinating? Independent media people, uncooperative politicians, the law enforcement, that's who. And as CJNG expands its empire, which they're doing in America now, you're going to have the MS-13 eliminating uncooperative journalists as well as judges and city council members. How high up will it go? Will it be senators and congressmen? Eventually, we're going to be turned into 1993 Civil War Bosnia. I saw this coming last spring. I interviewed someone from that conflict on the Common Sense Show, and he said, back then, I see warning signs here in America, he said. Let me tell you how bad it was to live through civil war. It's not safe to go out on the street. If you have to scavenge food, you better go out at 3 a.m., and you better stay low and stay off the main streets. Those were scary, scary times for the poor people in Bosnia, and it's coming here, folks. So let me talk about the CJNG and their penetration into the United States that's totally being underplayed by the mainstream media. The cartel engages in child sex trafficking operations. They run brothels. They often use teens and women that are forced into their operations. They're not given a choice. They go into homes, and you boys, you're going to the cartel. You girls, you're going to be turned into prostitutes. There's the drug trafficking, and as I said, there's forced labor in drug labs. Non-compliant people are murdered along with their entire family. That's coming here to America. I don't think we're very far away from seeing that. And, you know, with a military, it's hard to stop this kind of guerrilla warfare because it's spread out, it's dispersed, it's hidden, it's blended in, and so on and so forth. It's hard. So it will take prayer. And like I said, it's not going to stop God's plan to bring the deep state to exercise its authority over the apostate church. Why do I say just the apostate church? Because God is in control. And he has people who are living under the blood of Jesus. And they will have a Passover. I was told by one of the informants, who is a policeman in the state that Devaka is the governor of, first of all, I reported to DEA, and all of us do, as all of us do, who are on the right side. Telling the wrong Mexican official means you're signed a death warrant for yourself and your family. Now, in America, he said that the CJNG have direct orders not to have that kind of violence they have in Mexico. They're not going to do the acid baths. They're not going to cut the hearts out. They're not going to do the mass public hangings in the small towns that they're infiltrating. Not yet, because America could rise up. Their penetration hasn't gone far enough, and they haven't had enough time to get their ducks in a row. This is exactly the way the Muslims do when they invade a country. And, of course, that was Obama's plan. They lay low because they don't have enough power to actually do what they got to do. But when they do get enough people out there and in position, that's when they let go and they come out and show you what their plan is. So that's just common sense. Back to Dave here. So they're inching in. But any resistance results in the massacre of the entire family. Another enforcement method is blowing up the homes of uncooperative politicians. They love that one. They don't just shoot them. They like to blow up the home with the whole family in it. When I did research on this, I found a U.S. Treasury Department report that says the CJNG also cooperates or operates a tequila company, many gaming casinos and shopping centers and medical centers and even real estate companies. And if you're buying real estate these days on the west coast of Mexico, near one of the resort towns, you're dealing with this cartel. I'm not kidding, folks. You're dealing with a cartel. Their presence in America started 7 years ago. I want to talk about the two timetables at work here, because when you understand that, then what they're doing in this country will make a lot more sense. There are two motivating forces here in America today. Number one is the Chi-Coms. They are behind the cartels. You've heard me say this now for many, many, many months. Years, actually. Number two is the Democratic Party. And the Democratic Party is being managed by the deep state. Now, if we take the macro view, we can see that the world is moving towards globalism. Economic systems, political systems, trade agreements, the European Union, the attempt to get us in the TPP, these are all moving towards regionalization and eventually globalization. That's the goal, but it's certainly not in God's plan. That's why he stopped the Tower of Babel from being completed. Now, the Democratic Party is in a rush to get this done. Their goal is to get Trump, the populist president, out. Then they can get their own dictator, preferably someone like Hillary Clinton, in. So by 2021, they can begin to dismantle the Constitution, which has to go. If you want a new world order, you cannot have a country that has civil liberties and the wealth and the gunpowder that we have. That's an absolute obstacle to the new world order. In fact, if you've ever wondered why the Chinese make gun control comments to America, it's because they know they've got to come here and fight us. They'll be the occupation force along with these cartels. The Democratic Party has a very short time frame goal. They want all this done before 2021. If they don't get it done by the election, that's okay. They'll just do an old-fashioned coup. That is why they're trying to get Trump out of the way if they can. The Democratic Party timeline is 2021 for the fall of America. Democrats are desperate because Trump knows what they're up to. He knows who the dirty Democrats are, like Pelosi and Feinstein and Schiff. They're all involved in this, every one of them. Trump is undercutting their support structure. Eventually, they'll be vulnerable for prosecution, but it may not even be on his watch. It may have to be on his successor's watch, because this is a slow process. The reason that Nancy Pelosi does not get arrested for meeting with El Chapo Guzman's wife in Italy about 6 weeks ago, and for all the things that she's involved in, and that her arrest could cause a civil war resulting in the death of 35 million Americans. Trump has been advised to move with caution in this area. So he's going after the cartels at the base level, but he's not taking down the kingpins. If you're wondering why there haven't been the indictments everybody wants to see, that's why. He's trying to avoid a bloody civil war. I don't know if he's going to be able to avoid it altogether, though. The Democrats are worried because as their empires are eroded, some of their first lieutenants may be subject to prosecution, and this will further erode them. They need to have this done by 2021. They can't take 4 more years of Trump, and they can't take the 2 Supreme Court appointments that he'll be making. They will lose the Supreme Court forever. And since their goal is to dismantle the Constitution and turn us into the next communist state, it'll be harder to do without control of the Supreme Court. Now, in considering the Chi-Coms, think about the way the most Asian nations plan. The Vietnamese were never going to be defeated by conventional occupational means. They were at war from 1942 to 75, first with the Japanese, then the French, then the Americans. They used to have a saying, born in the North to die in the South. They fought for almost two generations. That's the Asian mentality. If it had not been for nuclear weapons, Japan still would be fighting today. And I'm going to skip on down here somewhat. Anyway, let's go back here to the two timetables. When we have the spillover of the Mexican conflict, and I don't know if this is going to be an all-engulfing civil war or just going to be in the northern part of Mexico that crosses over on some pretense. But when it crosses over, then the cartels that are already here join in. I'll get to what the CJNG is doing here in America so you can see how complete their plan is. In looking at this to say which timetable is going to be adhered to, I'm going to say domestically, in our political system, it will be both. This puts President Trump at great political risk because if he cannot be impeached, I think they're going to play the next card, the JFK card, although I believe that the people that coordinate the Democrats with the Chi-Coms are telling the Democrats, we don't really want you to do that. And that's because an assassination would wake up America, wouldn't it? That's not what they want. They want ABC News to continue to release information about these gangs that they control so that you're not aware of the total threat. Now let's talk about how they do business. You're not going to see the public hangings, the acid baths, and type things that we've already looked at. What you're going to see happen right now is small towns like Paducah, Kentucky, is a good example. They went into this town and they set up a real Americans as front people to run their drug operations. These real Americans are the ones that get busted, not them. They stay in the shadows and they'll recruit local gang members to become their lookout, their street couriers, and so forth. Their job is to bring in the drugs and distribute them to the street level dealers. Then their job is to launder the money. And now the U.S. Treasury has come out and they've said it's illegal to conduct business as a bank with any business affiliated with CJNG. Well, that sounds very nice, but the fact is that you don't know who you're dealing with. CJNG is laundering money. Let me see, I'm going to skip on down again. And another thing, a third objective they have, according to the DEA agents, informants, is that they have to get this people in this country on the take. They have to get law enforcement to look the other way, which is why they started in small communities. If you go into a town that has 40 policemen and they don't have a DEA office, they don't have local FBI, they don't have the modern crime-fighting capacity they need and the equipment that they need, going into small communities is a really effective model. And so on. Let me see. Go on down some more. On January the 10th, 2017, Oscar wrote to me with the following information, which is now highly relevant based upon what I am learning. Dear Mr. Hodges, like many Mexican families, I have relatives in the drug cartels. Many of the people in the cartels have nothing to do with the drugs. Some are used for violence against uncooperative officials. Some are used to become police officers and join the military, and they are paid for information. And I have learned from two of my relatives that several of the cartel members are headed north to the American border for revenge, and the streets will be bloody. And I have heard this talk before, and it's just silly bragging. And I think this is different this time. One of my cartel relatives told my uncle that we are going to do what you cannot do when referencing going north. The same relative told me that the failure of my company to keep the gas flowing is going to get a lot of people killed. America is going to get blamed from my people for the problems here, and the desire to kill as many Americans as possible is being openly discussed. I hear people say that your people cannot drive their cars if they are dead, and I have never seen so much hate for your country. I read your articles on most days, and I think that violence at the border could be used to affect your inauguration, and I know you worry about that. Some of the cartel members also live a double life in the Mexican military and in police departments. If these people go north, there could be big trouble. My country needs a good America for Mexico to survive. Our economy is totally dependent on your economy. And what I fear is going to happen is very bad for both countries. If violence happens, gas will stop flowing, and I will lose my job, and many more people will join the cartels. There will be great violence. What you have said about my country pivoting towards China in this energy crisis is true. I did not think that was true, but I am seeing it happen now. And we are seeing more Chinese visiting our field and plant operations. Our government leaders seem to be very quiet during this time, and I am not the only one to notice this. It makes me wonder what they know. I already know too much. Please keep my name and where I live secret. Here's another one from Oscar. Dear Mr. Hodges, I sent you a Skype contact. I hope you will accept. There is so much going on that I want to share with you. I feel that Skype may be safer to communicate rather than email. The Chinese are dictating policy to our oil company. We have Chinese managers that must now report and to get approval for various line decisions. I feel we have crossed over into becoming one of the BRICS that you have written about so many times. We are permitted to interact with states, but much of our oil is being sent to China. They are paying in gold or gold-based currency, and I hear that Bitcoin is coming. As I have told you in the past, my family has members who are in the cartels, but you could say that all of us are in the cartels. Some of the cartel members tell me how the Chinese are controlling their operations. Much they are in my company. I feel like they are becoming the puppet state of China. Here in the is the main reason I'm writing this to you. Since I last wrote to you in May, we have shifted the nature of our production. We are in what a war model of operations. Mexican President Obrador has promised to boost Pemex's budget and raise output, and we have done that. Let's see. I'm going to skip on down here. I've learned that Pemex has built local oil storage facilities in several northern areas, and they are keeping it secret. I have learned that the National Guard is involved in this. I can only think of one reason. A mobile army is being built in the northern part of Mexico, and they are planning to attack the United States. I have enough evidence to state that the Chinese are behind this. I know that you will understand that I am saying what I am saying because you have said that the Chinese control cartel drug businesses. This is partially true. The government still controls much of the illegal part of the business. And what I wonder about now is how much our government is controlled by the Chinese. In another area, some fellow workers tell me that we are openly talking about freeing California from the imperialistic control of President Trump. As I said, we are increasing our oil production, and it feels like we are going to war, and the cartels will be on the front lines. And I believe this is true because about 3 weeks ago, we had a visit for a demonstration of production from a Chinese, but also from people who are identified as United Nations. As you know, I read everything you write, and you had said about 6 months ago that the United Nations was training our new National Guard. And I think where this is leading is that Mexico is a puppet state of the Chinese who are associated with the United Nations. I think this will finally result in border confrontation leading to what you have said many times about the Red Dawn invasion. I keep meaning to ask you about the term. Why is it used to describe an invasion of the United States? I apologize for the long email, so on and so forth. Okay. Well, I think you get the idea. This is in agreement with what we've been teaching for so long. It's just more information from below the border. So, Father, we ask you in Jesus' name to give wisdom to your people, to grant grace to pray and to exercise their faith and exercise their authority to bind and to loose in areas where you will permit them to do this. We ask that you anoint your people to do this. And also we know, Lord, that you have told us that you're going to use this to drain the swamp of the church, basically. You know, so we thank you, Father, for all that you do for your people. We know that your people are about to go into a wilderness called the tribulation, and that they've got to be delivered from these evil leaders in order to follow the man-child ministry into the wilderness, the reformer ministry into the wilderness. And we thank you, Father, for doing that in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask you to bless Michael Hare as he comes and bless the folks with him that are listening to receive what is needed at this time. We thank you for your goodness and your grace towards us, and we love you and appreciate you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, good night, folks. Bless you.